Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's like Waco as they're ramming the big tanks into the building, running over people, crushing the entire back of the building, saying, this is not an assault, this is not an assault. They're assaulting our Second Amendment rights everywhere, attacking them viciously, increasing and marshaling their forces, while meanwhile telling us, everything's fine, everything's fine. You have a right for us to take your guns. That's your Second Amendment. And I've studied the BATF. It goes back to the regulators, the people who go around shaking folks down for brewing whiskey illegally, not paying their taxes. So it's been one of the only, you know, really criminal federal agencies that we had 175, you know, 80 years ago. So they have a long history of being crooks before other agencies were, of being regulators, kind of like the types you see in, you know, in some of the old westerns, you know, that come in for the railroad to move the people out, the squatters. It's that type, and really they're washed up lawyers, most of them, who can't make money in the private sector, that can't have a real practice, and they want to be Rambos, and they prey on little families, on innocent people. They don't really go after criminals with guns in most cases. And I've had a run in with the BATF. Yes, I've had a chance to talk to them. I've had them come up and say rude things to me at the gun show. I even had one time the BATF claimed a gun I had wasn't properly serial numbered. That was hellish. They radiated the atmosphere that I've gotten being around hardcore felons. I mean, they could all be cast right now for Hollywood movies as hardcore gangsters. It's because they are. And they have to lose their souls. They go in there. They're anti-Second Amendment. They're there to lie, cheat, and steal to get the job done. And they're horrible, horrible people. They have no honor. And the UN has said they want your guns. The federal government has said. Josh Sugarman of Violence Policy Center has said the plan is to take your guns. In closing, Aaron Zellman. In closing, Richard Salata. Both of you gentlemen, how do we support you? How do we get behind you? How do we fight this?
Richard, why don't you go ahead first?
Okay. Well, what we need is people to donate to Gun Owners of America. They're setting up something on their website for the legal battle. I'm going to put my the website's back up and the order forms are back up. They took almost $30,000 worth of stuff for me, and I need to make good on, you know, the people who made that, you know, have already bought stuff and didn't get it because the ATF now has it. So I'm going to need living expenses and stuff like that. And what I'd rather do is sell product instead of taking donations.
Yeah, so why don't people call and buy your DVDs on how to make make firearms?
Well, everything's back up on the website. They can order things now, and I'll swap you, Alex, for a membership to InfoWars to
PrisonPlanet.tv. Listen, I'll give you one, but give out your website. Go ahead.
It's KTOrdnance, ORDNANCE.com.
KTOrdnance.com, and Aaron, it's JPFO.org.
Correct. I would like to encourage people to make a serious commitment to keeping freedom alive. One of the best ways that I think you can do, that people can do that, is to spread knowledge. The more people who understand the issue, they understand the danger, the faster it will be for us to stay free, and easier it will be for us to stay free.
Well, we carry Innocence Betrayed, and you get three little booklets for free when you order it on DVD and VHS. We have it at InfoWars.com. They support you, Aaron. They support me. They support the Second Amendment. They should all call right now or go on the website and get Innocence Betrayed from InfoWars.com.
By the way, Alex, you know, we're doing a new documentary film on the BATF. It's called The Gang. And we're going to expose the criminality of the gang. And so that film is being, in fact, we've already done an interview with Richard. So,
well, you heard my description in closing saying they're like mafia. Is that accurate in your experience? Well,
I refer to them as government criminals, GovCrims.
GovCrims, that's right.
GovCrims.
We're going to fight them. They're the crooks. They don't have the strength that good people have. Good people have always been stronger if you can just get them moving. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming on with us and exposing the GovCrims.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron Zellman. Thank you, Richard. All right, God bless you. We'll be right back, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Then we're back from 9 to midnight. About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, a caller called in who'd been doing research online. He found the Kennedy speech where he was talking about secret societies manipulating, taking over America, and how a free press was needed to counter it. I'm not going to air the whole 19-minute speech. It's up on InfoWars.com. Since the listener found it, since we posted it, a lot of other shows have aired it and played it, and so I thought, well, we should do that here instead of just playing 2 or 3 minutes of it. So I'm going to play a large portion of it at the bottom of the hour. I want to take some calls right now, and I always try to keep my eyes on the prize. I always try to expose the New World Order, defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, show how criminals in government are usurping our freedoms, the bad things they're doing. And so many listeners over the years, say, Alex, we should all work together. You should team up with this person or that person. And I never really respond to that on air. I don't team up, quote, with a lot of people. I mean, I bring people on and try to elevate them, try to give them attention, try to support them. If you hear somebody on the show, it means they're good people. If you stop hearing them on the show, you're not going to get a big expose on why they're bad, because I can't turn my show into that. You're just going to notice that I'm not trucking with them. I'm not trafficking with them. I'm not sitting with them. I'm not around them. Because I'm not going to send people into the rocks. It's something I refuse to do. And I have been attacked by, it's got to be over 50 major national publications in the last 4.5, 5 years since I began exposing 9/11. I've been attacked many times before that, but nothing like it's been now. New York Times, Washington Post, Vanity Fair, Popular Mechanics, American Legion, Miami Papers. I mean, it just goes on and on and on if we tried to list all of them. The good news is one of the biggest French newspapers in France, in fact, it's in the top two, it's debatable which one's the biggest, just came out with a big 9/11 story and mentioned our work and said it may be an inside job. The evidence points at it. So the good news is more and more is starting to come out. But I get attacked quite a bit, and then listeners always ask me, well, why don't you defend yourself, or why don't you come out and expose these people? If I did that, it would be a very boring broadcast. So many other people have done that. They've been caught in that COINTELPRO plan. That's what the globalists mean for us to do, and it's very, very destructive. But when there are things going on and happening in my own backyard over and over again that don't stop, and understand, they don't hurt me. I know it's hurting other people that are involved in it. I know that it's an ongoing thing. And so then I get on air and I make a few statements about it, and the individuals doing it immediately feel the heat because I am respected. People have been watching, listening to me for 12 years. They know I have a track record. For all my foibles, I'm genuine. I attempt to tell the truth. We have a pretty good track record of giving people good data. And then when I expose these individuals, just with a glancing blow, not even by name, it's so devastating to them that they shrink back and say, oh, truce, let's be friends, let's be nice. Truce. Well, there is no truce. If somebody walks up to you and smacks you in the face, and then you agree to not slug them back, that's not a truce. You've just basically let someone verbally slander and libel and assault you. Again, for the greater good, I just ignore it and keep moving forward. And if I mention the train of things I've seen, just the unbelievable nature of it, you would be, it would even amaze this audience. And there's some good done by the blob overall, so I've tried to control myself. But imagine the treachery of, oh, don't say anything else bad about us, and we promise we won't attack you anymore. When I finally, for like a year and a half, took it, and then finally just made a few comments that were so devastating that they came begging for me to leave them alone, and then they're right back savagely slandering myself and my family and others and other good people, that I am not going to put up with it. So if one more thing by that other radio network is said about me, I swear to God, I am going to expose everything about you 110%. And I know you won't be able to control yourself, and I'm a very busy man. I'm going to go ahead and write the article, and I'm going to have it ready. And the next time you open your fat mouth, and the next time you lie about me and other good people, I am going to sink you. Now, you have heard it directly from me. You are treacherous. You sit there for a few months after you ask me not to destroy you, and then you sit there and snipe at me as soon as I turn my back. One more time. One more time. And I am going to rout you out of this town. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. All right, I'm done talking about it. Let's go ahead and play part of the Kennedy speech right now. Let's go ahead and play part of the Kennedy speech right now, where he's talking about secret societies. This is just a few months before he was killed. Here is John Fitzgerald Kennedy in 1963. Roll it.
Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate very much your generous invitation to be here tonight. You bear heavy responsibilities these days. And an article I read some time ago reminded me of how particularly heavily the burdens of present-day events bear upon your profession. You may remember that in 1851, New York Herald Tribune, under the sponsorship and publishing of Horace Greeley, employed as its London correspondent an obscure journalist by the name of Karl Marx. We are told that foreign correspondent Marx, stone broke, and with a family ill and undernourished, constantly appealed to Greeley and managing editor Charles Dana for an increase in his munificent salary of $5 per installment, a salary which he and Ingalls ungratefully labeled as the lousiest petty bourgeois cheating. But when all his financial appeals were refused, Marx looked around for other means of livelihood and fame, eventually terminating his relationship with the Tribune and devoting his talents full time to the cause that would bequeath to the world the seeds of Leninism, Stalinism, revolution, and the Cold War. If only this capitalistic New York newspaper had... had treated him more kindly. If only Marx had remained a foreign correspondent, history might have been different. And I... I hope all publishers will bear this lesson in mind the next time they receive a poverty-stricken appeal from a small increase in the expense account from an obscure newspaper man. I have selected as the title of my remarks tonight, The President and the Press. Some may suggest that this would be more naturally worded, The President versus the Press, but those are not my sentiments tonight. It is true, however, that when a well-known diplomat from another country demanded recently that our State Department repudiate certain newspaper attacks on his colleagues, it was unnecessary for us to reply that this administration was not responsible for the press, for the press had already made it clear that it was not responsible for this administration. Nevertheless, my purpose here tonight is not to deliver the usual assault on the so-called one-party press. On the contrary, in recent months, I have rarely heard any complaints about political bias in the press, except from a few Republicans. Nor is it my purpose tonight to discuss or defend the televising of presidential press conferences. I think it is highly beneficial to have some 20 million Americans regularly sit in on these conferences to observe, if I may say so, the incisive, the intelligent, and the courteous qualities displayed by your Washington correspondents. Nor, finally, are these remarks intended to examine the proper degree of privacy which the press should allow to any president and his family. If in the last few months your White House reporters and photographers have been attending church services with regularity, that has surely done them no harm. On the other hand, I realize that your staff and wire service photographers may be complaining that they do not enjoy the same green privileges, the local golf courses, which they once did. It is true that my predecessor did not object, as I do, to pictures of one's golfing skill in action. But neither, on the other hand, did he ever been a Secret Service man. My topic tonight is a more sober one, of concern to publishers as well as editors. I want to talk about our common responsibilities in the face of a common danger. The events of recent weeks may have helped to illuminate that challenge for some, but the dimensions of its threat have loomed large on the horizon for many years. Whatever our hopes may be for the future, for reducing this threat or living with it, there is no escaping either the gravity or the totality of its challenge to our survival and to our security. A challenge that confronts us in unaccustomed ways.
We'll be
in every sphere of human activity.
Here in just a few minutes, he gets into the meat of the speech later. We'll continue with the speech, get into the important parts, and then we will take some of your calls and get into a whole range of news we haven't even mentioned yet. I'm Alex Jones. This is Genesis.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
All right, here's where John F. Kennedy gets into the meat and potatoes of his speech, talking about secret societies. Of course, the average American doesn't believe government corruption exists or secret societies exist. It's just a historical fact. But again, we have a general public who thinks WMDs were found in Iraq. Go ahead and roll it.
This deadly challenge imposes upon our society two requirements of direct concern, both to the press and to the president. Two requirements that may seem almost contradictory in tone, but which must be reconciled and fulfilled if we are to meet this national peril. I refer first to the need for far greater public information, and second, to the need for far greater official secrecy. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. But I do ask, every publisher, every editor, and every newsman in the nation to re-examine his own standards and to recognize the nature of our country's peril. In time of war, the government and the press have customarily joined in an effort based largely on self-discipline to prevent unauthorized disclosures to the enemy. In times of clear and present danger, the courts have held that even the privileged rights of the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. Today, no war has been declared, and however fierce the struggle may be, it may never be declared in the traditional fashion. Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. And yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war, before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. Nevertheless, every democracy recognizes the necessary restraints of national security.
All right.
And the question remains.
I just wanted to play the part about the secret societies and secrecy not being an American value. We'll come back. I'm going to comment on that speech. And then we'll get to some of your calls at 800-259-9231 and cover some other news items as well. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure Soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Let me comment on a little bit of Kennedy's speech. The only reason it's important is, and he actually made that in 62, that's when he was still pro-war. And then later he gave a speech, we have the transcript of, we've been unable to find the audio, where he talked about a secret organization's taking over America. It's a great evil. It has to be defeated. I'm going to tear the CIA into 1,000 pieces. We're getting out of Vietnam. He signed an executive order to stop printing Federal Reserve notes, start issuing Lincoln greenbacks, U.S. notes. You can even buy those at coin shops, little $5 bills that say U.S. note on them. And he found out about Operation Northwoods and exposed it and wouldn't go along with it. But notice he talked about how the government isn't above the law. But Bush says he's above the law. He talked about freedom of the press, but Bush is saying we need to start arresting New York Times reporters that report on torture or that report on massacres or that report on planting WMDs or trying to plant WMDs. We have prosecutors who are moral people in the case of Southern California. Blows the whistle about police lying on stand, falsifying evidence. He gets fired over it, goes to the Supreme Court, and they say, no, you're not allowed to whistleblow on corruption. We have all of these rulings taking place, all of these things that reverse everything that makes the United States the apple of the world's eye. We're going from the freest country to one that more and more resembles third world dictatorships and oligarchies and plutocracies. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. Jeff in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to make just a brief comment about the JFK deal and then go into the real reason for my call. you know, you're exactly right, Alex. John F. Kennedy stated, well, there were several things that filled the CIA with rage, and the CIA, the cocaine import agency. JFK stated, I'm going to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind. And, of course, again, there were several things that filled the CIA with rage, which he was going to investigate all the CIA crimes, fire the CIA director, limit their operation under Memorandum 55, and several other things.
Get rid of the FBI director.
Exactly, Alex. You're exactly right. And, you know, that was one of the reasons they assassinated him. And, of course, they used several patsies to accomplish their mission. But, Alex, the reason I was calling, I know you do a lot of investigative things, and, you know, recently the leader from Japan visited with President Bush, and this is what I gather from that. Some of my people, information sources, told me that, you know, Japan has inexpensive licensing of low-power city and neighborhood range radio and TV stations, and, of course, local communities around the country have been excluded from the air by national broadcasters, and the FCC has recently enacted new regulations to allow low-power neighborhood broadcasting up to 7 miles.
Yes.
And what I wanted to find out, now, I think this is good for America, but according to some of my sources, that the reason President Bush had this meeting was he's, you know, basically contemplating with General Hayden and Robert Mueller to use these radio stations to spread hate of or ideas of hate, I should say, and propaganda to the American people. What do you think about that?
Okay, let me try to answer that question. Thanks for the call, Jeff. The Japanese Prime Minister was here talking about a bunch of trade issues, North Korea. They visited Elvis's house, Graceland. And Japan's got some local TV and radio, but there's no connection. And Bush has Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBC, most of the big talk shows. So they certainly don't want low power. That has nothing to do with it. Low-power community stations would be for local organizations, local communities. Certainly there'd be a socialist and neocons that would get the stations, but then others could do it. And then what's happening all over the country is patriots, freedom lovers, are just ignoring that, and they're going with their own micros without licensing. They're not interfering with anybody, and they're reaching from a mile to 20 miles, in some cases even further, and doing a great job. So I've seen no evidence of that. Interesting phone call. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You know, some salient questions I wanted to ask your guests. First off, why were foreign law enforcement brought onto American territory to participate in a raid against an American citizen?
Yeah, for those that just joined us, Ron, why don't you recap what we talked about?
Yes, what had happened was there was a gentleman by the name of, I'm not sure I'm mispronouncing it, Salata. Is that correct, Mr. Salata, in the state of Montana?
Mr. Richard Salata in Dillon, Montana.
And Mr. Salata had distributed some of your materials to his local sheriff. From there, that set on a chain of events, obviously, where the local sheriff felt that your materials were subversive, which they're not, but that was the opinion of this, I guess, maladjusted sheriff in Montana. He then called in federal law enforcement, as it turns out, based on that belief. And as it turns out, Mr. Slaughter also conducts a business where he sells kits for people to construct their own firearms, which is completely legal, by the way. And the ATF, I believe, in conjunction with the FBI, and more curiously, in conjunction with Canadian law enforcement officials, raided Mr. Salata's home/business in Montana. They confiscated his materials, his kits that he sells. They confiscated and damaged his computer to some degree or extent. And from there, basically, Mr. Salata is now in a legal quandary, merely because it all starts out, the root of this is he expressed his right to free speech. And then from there, we've had a chain reaction of one illegal act after another. I think that pretty much characterized what happened.
And this is added to the huge growing pile of confirmed cases where this has happened for Ron Paul videos, Pocket Constitutions, my films. I mean, this has been in major newspapers. that this goes on. They arrest people. They take them to trial, calling it hate. I mean, this
first
is
off,
happening.
First off, you know, still the question is outstanding. Why were foreign law enforcement officials brought onto American territory to assist with the arrest of an American citizen? Secondly, another question is, what are the other relevant organizations doing? I know he has GOA, and I believe Jews for the Preservation of Firearms on his side, but where is the ACLU and the National Rifle Association in this matter?
Well, you know you're not going to find the ACLU there. They cherry-pick what rights they support.
Yeah, and they tend to cherry-pick cases which are not in conjunction, I'd say, with many cases anyway.
That's right. They defend rights that don't exist while attacking, in many cases, the very bedrock rights.
And help to create bad case law that wind up really ruining the situation.
That's another thing. They lose
it.
Cases on purpose, yes.
Yeah.
And so does the NRA. That's
the
their
NRA
specialty.
The NRA seems to be pretty much in the same bag. I asked that question satirically. But anyone who's familiar with your materials and your statements will know.
Just in, we haven't confirmed it, but we're told that NRA has offered support.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I've got to say, there was a shakeup a few years ago at NRA, and they're not perfect, but they've gone from being absolutely anti-gun, actually arguing in federal court that we don't have a full Second Amendment, funding gun laws, supporting gun laws in Texas and Illinois. They've changed direction, just kind of like the John Birch Society. They've changed maybe 20 degrees. I mean, they're not perfect, but, you know, you can see them making the turn. And as long as the turn is continuing, it looks a lot better.
Well, let's hope that they have made a genuine offer of help that's more of an effort to integrate with his defense to assist him rather than to infiltrate his defense and undercut him. Let's just hope that that's
but
the
result. But there isn't even a defense. They didn't charge him. They just grabbed his stuff.
Well, how could they charge him? Anyone familiar with your materials will know that basically your materials, by and large, are a compilation of news stories from some of the most foremost periodicals, Newswires, UPI, Newsweek, NBC. Basically, what you do is parlay all this information together and put it in your videos.
Yeah, we try to paint the big picture, connect the dots, and then pick up on the stories that they ignore. I mean, take Police State 3 Total Enslavement. There's a case in there, and it's the front page of the Milwaukee Journal paper. And it says the government was, a guy was in a wheelchair, a vet, no criminal record. They were taking his 40 acres of prime real estate. They weren't going to pay him. He sued the people doing it, and they came and arrested him and said, you're not allowed to sue us. We're taking your property, and you're going to serve, I think it was 7 years in prison for paper terrorism. So,
well,
see, case after, I mean, there's 45 seconds of that three-hour film.
Well, the fact remains this. Certainly, if your material is subversive, and it is not, then Michael Moore videos are subversive because your material is no more or less at the same, let us say, tone or tenor than his. However, in neither case is the material subversive. Subversion, this is an issue we visited a long time ago in the 1950s during the McCarthy era, and there's been ruling after ruling after ruling from the highest court since. Subversion is a very narrowly defined definition. And I mean most narrow.
Let me tell you what subversion is. Subversion would be if I went to the home of a ICBM MX missile battery captain, and I went to his home and I knocked on his door, and I said, here's $10,000 to not launch those missiles when you're ordered to.
Well,
that is subversion.
Let me even define it down more clearly. I think most of your audience will be able to digest this more easily. Subversion is very implicitly, very directly, advocating the use of violence, the use of violence against the governmental order, advocating the undermining of the defense, very implicitly, in the way you've just described, of the national security. You have never, at any time that I have listened to you in all these years, ever advocated anything like that, and your films do not reflect
that either.
Well,
the opposite. The Republican and Democrats are getting rid of the sovereignty, signing it over, getting rid of the borders, getting rid of our trade laws. They are subverting. They are engaged in classical subversion.
Well, when you have American law enforcement agencies on top of all the other wrongs that they perpetrated against this man, invite foreign law enforcement entities onto American territory to raid and knock down the door of an American citizen, I think a very good argument could be posed for that until they could come up with a reason as to why Canadian authorities were invited to be there. So the question here, right, they've switched or turned the situation by focusing on this man when he's done nothing illegal.
We want them to stop subverting our country, okay? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is what the country is based on. It is the heart of the nation. It's what makes the U.S. the U.S. They are overthrowing that. They are subverting. It is sedition. Thanks for the call.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It, Ron. Good to hear from you. I got to move quick here. Of course, you have loaded phone lines. I want to talk to everybody, and I got a few news items I want to hit, too. Let's talk to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex. I've listened to you a lot. I watch your movies. I really enjoy it. There's something, though, in me watching these shows over and over. I wanted to get your opinion on this. What if those planes that hit the Twin Towers was loaded with thermite? Wouldn't that kind of explain why there were pools of liquid metal in the bottom of the buildings?
Thermite has to be ignited in a specific way, and it was done pillar by pillar. We even have the cut pillars cut at the exact angle that the patented thermite, again, not just thermite, when they tested it, it's the specific derivatives and signature of this, of the exact type that they use for cutting on pillars, and it was cut at the exact angle from the pieces we photographed in the rubble that day that you would place the thermite cutting charges.
And that would in itself be enough in order to cause pools of liquid metal?
Yes, because there was so much thermite used, and the metal melts and then precipitates in the footprint of the collapsed structure.
I see. One other statement I want to make, and then I'll let you go, because I think this is kind of interesting. In Ezekiel in the Bible, it talks about the war that's going to happen between Gog and Magog over in Israel, and it says something about burning the weapons for 7 years. And I did a little research, and I found there's a product called Lignostone. It's made of beech, but it repels radar and also radiation, and all of the weaponry of the countries that are over there involved line their tanks, their vehicles and stuff with this stuff, and it'll burn like coal. It's very hot. And it's Lignostone for anybody that's interested in looking into that.
Interesting. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Paul in Vancouver, Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I won't be long here. I know you know how much time. I know you've been really busy lately. I just wanted to bring, raise a few issues. First of all, the NASCAR Corridor website, they've actually quoted your words on there. I suggest you guys check it out. It says debunking the myths, and they actually quote you on there.
Wait a minute. So now one of the big NAFTA Corridor government websites is saying I'm a liar?
Well, no, they don't use your name, but they quote the phrase 400 yard, I don't know if those are your words, the 400 yard wide highway.
Well, we have their own documents, so I mean, the you know, the fact that they lie is really, I mean, that's what we expect from these people.
Yeah, and that's what they put. It says debunking the myths. You can check it out, NASCARcorridor.com. Also, I know you haven't had a chance to report all the news because there's just so much. But another piece of interest is the Verichip. They're talking with hospitals right now. ADSX on the Nasdaq. They're talking with hospitals. They're trying to get babies chipped, bottom line.
No, I know. They're saying for their safety so they don't get kidnapped, and they're trying to now make Manchester United, the top football team, soccer team in England, they're trying to force the players to take chips. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is how crazy it's gotten.
It is. It is crazy. And I had one more issue to bring up, and it's just slipped my mind, so I guess I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, good to hear from you, my friend. I really appreciate it. Who was up after that call from Canada? Rhonda, another call from Vancouver. Rhonda, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's such a joy and an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you.
Well, why I called today is the North American Union has been fast-forwarded, and now they're looking at 2007 rather than 2010. And I'm actually a member of the Canadian Action Party, and I just think it would be absolutely awesome if you could get our leader, Constance Fogel, on. She's a lawyer, and she heads our party, and she doesn't use sensationalism. She just talks in a legal manner, and she spells out exactly how the Canadian government and the U.S. is sneaking this through so that people are not aware of exactly what's happening. And she's been in touch with Jerome Corsi lately, and he's been trying to get her some speaking engagements.
Good. Send email us, Ryan at InfoWars.com, Kevin at InfoWars.com. Email us contact info.
Absolutely, I will. And thank you for all your hard work. You're just, you're my hero.
Well, no, please, I'm just doing my job. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Speaking of sensationalism, we can't help this being sensational. I mean, Lou Dobbs getting up and saying, America as we know it is now ending. That is sensational, but it's the truth. You know, that the government openly says they want to confiscate our guns and their own documents. We have them. We've posted them. We've covered it. That is sensational, but it's true. The fact that they're trying to make the population all over the world take microchips and that they're constantly promoting it is sensational. The fact that they put mercury and cancer viruses in most vaccines is sensational, but it's true. The fact that our government carried out 9/11 is sensational, but it's true. And yes, this show is sensational. Truth is stranger than fiction. Life is sensational.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
National British Television is now reporting that the evidence is pretty conclusive and there's an investigation being started up by a member of parliament into the murder of Dr. David Kelly. I meant to get to that today. We will attempt to do that tomorrow and play part of that newscast here. Sorry we didn't get to it. I've got a whole stack of quotes and clips here from Fox Television where they have a full court press now to bring back a, quote, office of censorship to censor and control the media. Yes, I'm not kidding. And Kurt Nemo has put a lot of these quotes together. Some of the different Fox shows, Fox and Friends and others, openly calling for shutting down free speech in the United States. Interesting story. You know, people always freak out over nuclear reactors, and they should be set up properly. They should be built correctly. They should be inspected. I think nuclear power, though, is a great idea overall, though we have plenty of fossil fuels. Why not use them? Well, the oil companies don't want that to happen, so they actually funded the anti-nuclear parties in this country and worldwide to try to shut it down. But France gets 80%+ of its power from nuclear power plants. So does Japan. That cuts out the big boys. They don't like it. But something I am worried about is the transport of nuclear weapons and nuclear material in 18-wheelers. Growing up in Texas, I saw a lot of the big 18-wheelers, and you can tell because they're always shielded, and they have a specific look. And I've talked to family that worked on Air Force bases who pointed it out when I was a child, that 18-wheeler is carrying nuclear weapons. They'll normally also have a nondescript vehicle following it with troops in it, that is security forces in it. But this is a big problem. An AFP has reported Britain's nuclear warheads could be triggered by road crash. New Scientist originally reported on this. And it says Britain's Trident nuclear warheads could be partially detonated in a road pileup or plane crash, unleashing lethal doses of radiation, the British weekly New Scientist said on Wednesday. So this is the real threat. And finally, we're hearing about a real threat in the news. So bravo to that. Le Monde Diplomat, one of the biggest publications in France, headline, 9/11, an inside job. That is the headline, and it mentions us and a lot of others, and so that's certainly some good news, and it's a fair article, at least from the English translation that I've read. I am out of time. A lot of the news we didn't get to is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. My new film, Terror Storm, is up on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. A monthly membership is $5.95. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. But go get the one-month membership. You can download and burn copies of all 15 of my films. There are dozens and dozens of other films that we've been authorized to post there. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special in-studio reports, reports we've done from Crawford, Texas, to the United Kingdom, to Chicago. All of the major speeches from our symposium a week and a half ago are going up. Several of them are already there for members. The big panel discussion that C-SPAN has not yet aired is going up tonight. C-SPAN said they'd air it within 2 weeks. We'll see this weekend. If not, I'll be on air Monday. They really need to air this. They came and covered it. If they don't play it, it'll be historical that it was just too hardcore. But that panel discussion will be available for members on PrisonPlanet.tv this weekend. And we've got our people working around the clock to put some of it up on Google. If you want to help us, listeners, as soon as it goes up, go grab it and you put it on Google Video or break it up and put it on YouTube. We just can't do it all. You know, by midnight, my people got to go home, and I encourage them to go home even earlier than that. It's just, we got to hire more people or something. We got to make more money to do that. We only got a few copies left of the emergency release of Terror Storm without the extras. If you want it, secure your copy at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, you can download and burn copies there to get it out to people. But get the super high-quality DVD. It will run out soon. So, again, go to InfoWars.com and secure it off the shopping cart, your hard copy of Terror Storm and some of the other books and videos while you are at it. So again, InfoWars.com for hard copies of all the films and books, or PrisonPlanet.tv to see it all online right now, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And my mailing address is also on the website. You can write to us there, 888-253-3139. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Be fearless, and God will come to your aid.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.